Hello and welcome to the Brand Lab's Three Fearless Questions, brought to you by the Brand Lab, whose mission is to change the face and the voice of the marketing and advertising industry. This is Ariana Giles, your Brand Lab student host, and I'm here today with our special guest, Philip Polk. Phil Polk is Vice President of Multicultural Strategy at Hallmark Cards. He provides multicultural insights on retailers' strategies and products. So thank you so much for joining us today, Phil.
You're welcome.
So, fearless question number one, when was the first time you became aware of your own race?
I think for me, I was in high school and I was dating a girl outside of my race and came home and had a conversation with my parents where they kind of commented on it. And that was the first time I realized that race kind of was a thing, because up until then, I didn't really have a bunch of questions about the people that I dated. In this particular instance, they did. And so we went a little deeper into race than I thought we would go, and that's kind of what opened my eyes to the fact that, you know, the racial dynamics are a thing regardless of where you are in your life.
Fearless question two, when was the time you felt included or excluded?
Again, in high school, I remember being in one of my classes, English class or something like that, and there was a Caucasian girl who was on the drill team, and somebody was making a joke, forget what it was about, but I included myself in the conversation and said something, kind of came to her defense. And so she made a comment. I'm an African-American guy, and so she made a comment to the other folks that, you know, I was coming to take up for her. And, you know, if it got rough, that's okay. You know, she made the comment that said, oh, yeah, Philip jumped into some other discussion on my behalf, and he fought for me. He got a black eye, but you can't see it. Ha ha. And so that was the first time that, you know, somebody made a joke, you know, kind of with me as the butt of it, kind of caught me off guard because I wasn't expecting it. And half of the folks who heard the joke, it was just kind of a loose conversation in a classroom. Half of the folks kind of snickered. Nobody laughed out loud, but a couple of people looked at me and then kind of turned away as though they were embarrassed for me. And so it made me feel a bit excluded. Quite frankly, I had to kind of do a double take to determine how I really felt about it. And so that was the first time I was kind of put in that position of having to decide, do I kind of giggle and go along with it? Do I stand up for this and say something about it? Or what do I do? So that was a bit of an unfamiliar circumstance for me.
And finally, fearless question three, how have you seen diversity impact your creative process?
What I've seen is that several instances, whether I am in a business context and in a professional setting or if I'm in a casual setting, what I do is just choose to bring my whole self to whatever the situation calls for. So if I'm in a business meeting and somebody asks my perspective on something, rather than give kind of the academic answer, I'll give an answer that is based in large part on my experiences and what it was like growing up in the culture and in the settings that I grew up in. And what I find is that those authentic and transparent answers that kind of come from the gut are more beneficial to me. They offer perspective that a lot of folks in those rooms haven't heard, particularly because I'm in rooms with a lot of folks who aren't African American. And so a lot of the answers that I give are largely unfamiliar, and it opens opportunities for discussion, gives people opportunities to see things from a different point of view, usually gets us to an answer we would not have gotten to had I not chosen that direction.
That is so awesome, and I just want to let you know that as a person of color, I actually do appreciate you just working in Multicultural Insights. I just want to thank you so much, Philip, for taking the time to answer the Brand Lab's three fearless questions today.
Not a problem. Thank you for asking me.
This has been the Brand Lab's three fearless questions, produced by students of the Brand Lab who participate in classes and internships aimed at changing the face and the voice of the marketing and advertising industry. To continue this conversation, use the hashtag 3FQ and learn more at thebrandlab.org/fearless.